Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tom, what's wrong with you? Seriously. I thought you were in the zone. You were pitching a perfect game up until we just came back.
I can't play Ace of Spades every rejoin.
Yes, you can. That's exactly what we do. Everybody who listens to the show knows exactly that. You play Ace of Spades every single time we come back. Why? Is there a law? Is there a rule?
I believe Boss Man will get mad at me.
No, he will not. Because you know what? We've been doing it. Thanks for listening, by the way. We've been doing it for 6 straight shows, right? That guy, fellas?
Rob, I'll tell you. I was watching Severance about 2 weeks ago, and that song came on in the show, and it just brought me to the
Yeah,
show.
Man, because you fired up.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you a pass, Tom. You're doing an excellent job. Speaking of excellent jobs, Pat, Gordo, Play Tessie, they do excellent jobs. We're all here, the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. We promised that we would deliver in studio one of the MVPs of the 2025 Red Sox season, and we have delivered. Here we go. Mike Brenly, all right. Hey. All right, video, you say your title.
Staff assistant, replay coordinator.
Repeat it, Rob.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
First of all, you're overblowing that entrance way too much.
I am not.
The MVP of the season is very high praise. I appreciate it.
Your brand has never been hotter.
Whatever that means or what it's worth, I appreciate it.
Your brand has never been hotter. So, sincerely, you do a great job. You've come on the show before. I appreciate it. Always excellent. Last night was another microcosm of your excellence as well. And I think it's a great opportunity to sort of break down. We always like breaking down how this all works with the replay system and all. And last night there was, I can think of two really key moments. But you would agree with that, two really key moments. I mean, there were others, but. Two jump to mind. I mean,
two calls that potentially swing that game either way.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. So before we start, and I know that we did this on the podcast, but if you can, Mike, explain how the whole process works, if you can. Like, one of the takeaways before you even talk, the insanely little amount of time that you have to make a decision is crazy to me. But go ahead, you explain it.
Yeah, so basically as soon as the play ends, you know, you see the manager's hand go up, and at that time we have 15 seconds. But before that, I'm already looking, did he touch the base? Where's the tag? Did he hold the base? A lot goes into the play. The toughest play, in my opinion, is multiple runners, ball in the gap. You know, you got to check the ground rule of the ball hitting the gap. You got to check runners touching the base. Is there a potential tag play? Is he safe or out? So a lot goes into it. And, you know, you just try to break it down piece by piece and go to the part of the play that makes the most sense to get us a run or get us an out. If there's like a double play situation, you want to go to the play that affects you the most is what I was kind of taught when I first took the job. So, you know, the play's happening and for me, being a former player, I think helped me a bunch because you can kind of understand arms in the outfield or cut situations or things that might be happening before they happen. So you can kind of go to, your angles before you need to get there. You know which angles help you at first, which angles help you at second, what are the good ones at home. So, and it's nice being here at Fenway. We have the same angles pretty much every night. So you really get a good idea of, okay, it's a close play at first. I can eliminate these, you know, 5-6 angles, whatever it would be. So just trying to find the right angle, and you can piece them all together and you can go, you know, back and forth and really zoom in close.
But you have 15 seconds to do it.
Like, how do you click through everything that fast?
You know, like I said, you just try to go to the most important part of the play. You know, like last night, that play with Narvi, like obviously the tag play is the biggest part of the play. And, you know, the tag was on him before he got to the base. But in a play like that, you have to make sure, okay, if he was safe, now did he hold the bag? We had a play with Toro and Jazz in New York where he was safe, but overslid because his oven mitt, he couldn't hold on to the base.
That one was crazy.
So there's a lot of different aspects of a play that you have to dive into other than safer out. So yeah, 15 seconds, I'll tell you, happens really quick.
But it feels probably a lot, not slower, but when you first started doing it, didn't you say that time has changed, or the amount of time has changed over the years? Is that right?
Yeah, MLB's really done us a favor in the replay room and shortened our time significantly. I think it might have been 45 to 30 my first year or two.
Really?
And now it's 15. And, you know, honestly, getting the call right is the end game, right? For the umpires, for the guys in New York, you know, getting the call right. But, you know, like last night, the DJ LeMahieu one, what did it take, like 3 minutes to get the call back? And you're like, really? You guys get all this?
I know. I know.
But, you know, that's just the way it goes. And ultimately, like I said, getting the call right is what we all want, you know? So whatever that time is from New York and from us, it is what it is.
All right.
Question, though.
Oh, go ahead.
The DJ one. Did you guys have a better angle of that ball down the line? Because on TV, like, they had...
Which one? The last night? Let's get that. Let's wait to get to that in a second. I want to start with the Narvaez throw down to get Volpe, because this was such an enormous play. You obviously have Volpe trying to steal third. Narvaez guns him down. And we're watching that on the replay. And in the press box, it's time-honored tradition, along with eating a massive amount of pizza and drinking 15 million Diet Cokes, is, hey, is this happening or that happening? And everyone's definitive in their statements. That one in the press box, they're like, oh, no, he's out. No, he's safe. No, he's out. No, he's safe. And my senses were very keen that day, where, and tell me if I'm wrong, but I felt like Volpe's hand had, like, tilted up, right? That was the biggest thing. He kind of had beaten it almost, but his hand was tilting up. For you, was that the first thing that you saw?
Well, for me, obviously the first thing I was thinking is, where are we at in the game, right? It's late in the game now, so we need to use it. Like, this is a huge call. So either way, I think I was going to pull the trigger just because of the situation, the timing of the game, and the importance of the play. But yeah, if you really watch close, and I think Aaron Boone might have mentioned in his post, when Volpe slid, he kind of got stuck too in the dirt a little bit. But then, like you said, that's one of those aspects of the play you need to make sure you watch, is his foot up in the air? Is his hand up in the air? Is his, you know, so it looked from my eye right away, he might have been safe. But then, like I said, when you can break it down and really zoom in and get different camera angles and piece them together, I really was confident, not just because of where we were in the game, but confident that there was enough there to overturn it. And I think that happens a lot, is everyone's like, oh, challenge, challenge, challenge. But you have to remember, like, are they going to have enough? Mm. And where are we in the game? You know, if it's the third inning, maybe not. You know, we got to, as much as you want to try to help, it might not be the right situation. And, you know, you never know what's going to come up later on in the game, but you try to hold on to it for those big, big moments. So making sure, like I said, and like you mentioned, that his hand was up and off the bag. And when we called it in, I was very confident in that one last night.
So, and we talk about the crowd. We were talking about the crowd last night. That was another thing, guys. The crowd, when the anticipation of waiting for the umpires to declare what that play was, that was, in your world, Mike, in the world of replays and crowd reaction, that was the biggest crowd reaction I think I've ever seen to a I don't know if you got that vibe. I don't know if you like, it was the cougar in the car moment for you, where you lowered the heart rate. But it was unbelievable, right?
Well, like we talked about before we jumped on, you know, that felt like an old school Yankees Red Sox. You know, there was so much on the line, and what better theater could you ask for than Garrett Crochet versus Aaron Judge in that spot? And, you know, just a call like that potentially swung the game for us, you know, like it's a little feather in my hat, you know, but to be able to help the guys on the field after battling all night, like, and then getting that crowd energy going again is really something cool. And obviously you don't expect that on a nightly basis as a replay guy in a room shut off by yourself, but you know, to be able to just help the guys come out with a W is ultimately kind of what I'm going.
You know what you got to do? You got to get like a sponsorship for back there. Like you have some product placement, like the Wild Soul Salsa or something like that?
I would love to, but, you know, we're stuck in a room, and it's just...
And no cameras back there.
Well, there's a Nest camera, you know, that MLB kind of...
Yeah, but not for the public.
A cool camera that I'm doing fun stuff, and ultimately I'm just sitting in a chair, so I don't think the viewership would...
Yeah, we'll get, like, a NASCAR suit on you. Gordo, so you were mentioning the LeMahieu play right down the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, with the DJ play on the telecast... The only camera angle they had was like this. It was a camera on the third base side, and it was shooting across the field. You could barely tell where the ball hit the line. And they were talking about, oh, well, maybe the MLB has a different angle. Do you guys have a different angle of that play that we just didn't get on the TV, or was that all the Yankees probably had to make that decision to challenge?
So we had an angle on that one last night that we get sporadically. Some of the cameras, like I said, for the most part, we have the same angles at Fenway every night. But every now and then, we'll get these different camera angles. Last night, there was one from high right field, almost behind the right field pole. So it was a great angle of that play. But I think one of the issues with that play is here at Fenway, it's not a old school chalk line. It's like a hard, not a rubber, but it's a hard surface. So no chalk flies up. And obviously that's what umpires look for, is any kind of chalk flying up. So I think that might have gone into the fact that they said, well, we don't really have enough to overturn that. Because, you know, for me, you get into those keywords, well, maybe, it looks like, it could be, you know, and that's usually when it's going to stand. You know, when you hear those keywords, it's not definitive. And like I was saying, you need to make sure it's definitive. But you know, for them, once again, why not? You know, what a huge call that would have been, having DJ on second right there. Mm. So for their guy, obviously, you pull it on that one and see if you can get that one to go your way.
Well, you know, and obviously Boone comes out and argues, which is another thing.
Throws the gum.
Yeah, you don't really see a lot of, and this is one of the things that replay has taken away from us to a large extent, is like these fire and brimstone arguments. But that's not going to stop Aaron Boone. But Aaron Boone goes out there and he's arguing a replay, which... Mike, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but we don't see, like, hardly at all. And I would imagine there's times where Alex wants to argue, but stupid technology, you know?
Yeah, and you know, the thing about that is, too, like, sometimes you forget those guys on the field aren't making that call. There's an umpire in New York sitting in front of the same monitors that I have that make the call. So I get you're frustrated, I get the anger, but...
Don't blame me.
They're just the messenger.
They're just getting an answer from New York and passing it along to everyone else. So they're basically like getting yelled at for nothing, you know. So it's a tough situation. I understand that what Booney was trying to say there, but ultimately those four guys are just there for the ride.
How frustrating is it on your end where you're up in the room, you feel super confident about something, you saw something super minute that, you know, you're going to win this, and then you don't win it? Like, on your end, like, how does that shake out? Do you feel like you wasted a challenge? Are you happy you challenged it? Like, what does that look like for you?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, obviously you want to use it and win, right? Whatever that would be, whether it's a safe call, an out call, whatever it would be. But I think the one that kind of, like, hurts even more is when it's confirmed. When it stands, it's like, okay, they might not have had the same angle I had or saw what I saw. When you hear that word confirmed, it's like, you were wrong. Gosh almighty, like I had it. But yeah, I mean, obviously, like I said, I have the trust of AC and everyone in the locker room that have told me, even at times, hey, if you want to be aggressive, like, we're all on board. So having their back really makes me feel good. But you want to continue to have that confidence from them and not just do it at a stupid moment or something that really won't impact the game. But yeah, when you hear those words confirmed, it's a little bit of a gut
stings
punch. Yeah.
So we talked about how fast you have to make these calls. How often does it happen where you send in the challenge and because you have to be so fast, it's 15 seconds, and then maybe like second 20, 22, 23, 24, you're like, oh no.
Yeah, it's happened a few times, you know, where you'll like the Jazz play, you know, you'll see safe right away and say no challenge, and then you look and he slid off, or, you know, something happened that maybe you weren't quick enough to get on. But I think that just comes with experience, with time, with games. You learn how to look at things and realize you got to watch the play till the end, you know, because a lot of things can happen. And you just want to make sure that you see the play all the way through. I don't know if you guys saw the George Springer play.
Hmm.
He hit a triple, I think, or got to third base and was kind of jumping.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
The guy put a tag on him and he's out. Yeah. You know, and that's the play where
Unreal.
No one's thinking that that's going to be a close play. But for that third baseman to have the ball and their replay guy to have his eyes on it, like that, that's one of those ones. It's like, that's the trophy. You know, somebody missing a base on a homer.
Do you have one? Do you have one that jumps to mind for you?
You know, I think one of my favorites was last year in Kansas City. Dom Smith tried to score on a little wild
pitch. Oh, that was a great one.
And obviously Dom Smith, not the fleetest of foot. I love Dom Smith. But
that's like the moment of the year.
He had a slide, and they called, and it was probably the fourth or the fifth, and it was borderline, should I do it, should I do it? And I said, yeah, let's do it. He was safe, and just the reaction from the dugout, AC, and all the guys, and that was a really cool one. Anytime you can get one that puts a run on the board or takes a run off is a little bit better.
Well, we couldn't let you go without utilizing your talents.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh.
So
we don't need to utilize the talents.
We of course, everyone knows about the Wasabi Challenge from last year. We appreciate Wasabi, and now we are turning our attention to Alex Bregman. Has Alex Bregman given you guys his salsa yet or no?
I believe we have it in the locker room. I have never gotten a bottle of my own, but I apologize to AB. I will make sure that it's in the pantry.
Would you care for a shot of it in a Red Solo?
So, Gordo, give me – so what we're going to do here is we have the Wild Soul Salsa here, and – We are going to have Gordo and Pat each have a cup of it. Give me your cup there, Gordo. I want to show everybody exactly how much is in it. So
too much in it.
It really looks disgusting, but it's delicious.
Heavy.
It's heavy. Here you go. And so now, Mike, what I need you to do is I need you to judge who is actually going to drink the salsa fastest, okay? All right? So cup down. You drink the salsa. You drink the salsa, cup down, and whoever wins, I give $100 to.
Oh.
Do I only have 15 seconds?
No way.
You have 15.
Just 15. Okay.
You have 15 seconds.
This is unfair because I feel like with most condiments, I would do okay. Tomatoes are on my do not list. I'm going to do it because I love the great game of baseball. Yeah.
And also, you have one.
Pat is minus 500 in this race.
There's no way. There's no way I minus anything.
All right. This is also when we have one of the best in the business and Mike here, we have to utilize. You cannot say no to this.
My legs are shaking.
All right. I got it right here. All right. Ready? All right. Now, you ready, Mike?
I only got one angle.
I got my one.
Come over here, Pat. Like face Mike. All right. Here we go. All right, here we go.
Let me compare the cups.
All right, everybody, they're lining up. Gordo and Pat, both will play Tessie.
I think I have more.
Pat's on the left. Gordo's on the right, Mike. And here we go. Cup down. All right. I'm going to say 3, 2, 1. And then you're going to do the shot of salsa, a wild soul. Alex Bregman,
more than
salsa.
A shot.
Alex Bregman, you're welcome. We want you to feel better. This will help the healing process, no doubt about it.
For the team, guys. It's for the team.
For the team. All right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Oh. I mean.
Not even close, right?
We should do it again.
That was
close.
Whoa.
Tom taking that one to the house.
That is clean.
I'm not even a third of the way.
All right. So
that was minus.
Was that? So Mike, if I go to the replay booth, it's not even a quick.
That's confirmed.
That's a confirmed. Yes, that 100%.
I'm a quick learner.
Congratulations. And how did it taste?
So I am a normal salsa, a red salsa guy. I'm not a big salsa verde guy. That was delicious. It was it's a little sweet, but it's spicy.
Yeah,
it's good. It's nice.
You're right, Gordo?
I will say I've had salsa in my time. I've never liked salsa. This is the closest I've come to actually like.
Okay. All right.
See, and I've never had salsa verde.
And I will let one final remark to further endorse Wild Soul. If you ever take a shot of it, it goes down smooth.
If you're looking to drink some salsa. All right. Well, Mike, I really appreciate you coming by. Please tell Alex Bregman that we have done this, and he's welcome to help his, because I know that his salsa business is probably top of mind for him right now. But most importantly, we really want to thank you for coming down, because this is the type of stuff that people love. This is the type of stuff that's really, really important. And you offered an explanation, which is next level. And you're doing a great job.
Well, so. I appreciate it, guys. Anytime, I'd love to jump back on with y'all.
All right. Mike Brenly, okay. What's your title again?
Staff Assistant Replay Coordinator.
Oh, let me write. Slash
Assistant to Regional
Manager. I always just default to Dream Maker.
And there'll be a test next time I'm on.
Okay, well.
You'll be doing
and
the
he's
salsa.
Told you three times yes, now, that's
if,
it.
And if no. he's wrong, salsa.
There you go.
I'll drink the salsa all day. All right. Well, this is the Baseballs and Boring Show. We got a trend. Here's Tom with the trend.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
See, Tom knows me too good, too well.
This is ballsy.
Well, no, I see what he's doing here. Because Tom, like, this was like on my circular rotation all last summer. Tom knows this. So he knows, what is the way I can not play Ace of Spades and not have Bradfo yell at me?
That was exactly what I thought.
It's exactly. I'm telling you. You know your stuff, man. You're a smart cookie. You know how I'm going to repay you?
Salsa?
I'm going to give you a huge cup of salsa.
Thank you, Bradfo.
All right. I am going to be putting that up, the video of that up on the WI Instagram page very shortly, along with other social media outlets, because it's very important that we get this out there. It's not every day that not only do you do a creative, innovative challenge like the Alex Bregman salsa challenge like Gordo and Pat just did, but to have a judge who is the absolute best at what he does, which is judging the replay system, and Mike Brenly dream maker, Mike Brenly.
Oh, no, you can't have two dream
makers. No, I can't?
No,
no.
Dream maker.
No. Okay.
Also, I feel like I wasted his talent. I mean, there was such
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little disappointed in you.
I'm just not a tomato guy.
I know, but you just you were going saying, I'm going to take one for the team. I'm going to do it.
I did. Yeah,
and,
I did.
And you gave up halfway through.
Well, the thing is, I was going to keep going, and Pat slams the cup down. I'm like, all right, that's
it's a shot. It's a contest. In case anyone missed it, we just had Alex Bregman's salsa, Wild Soul Salsa. It's delicious. I'm not even just saying that. It is delicious. And I had Pat and Gordo from Play Tessie. Each of them took about a third of a, what do you call it?
Jar.
Solo cup.
Solo cup of salsa. And the contest was he who could wolf it down the fastest. Now, science would suggest that when you're in a contest like that, Gordo, you try to drink it as fast as you can. It's not a sipping drink, okay? And so you're like, I didn't realize that Pat was going to do it. So, well, yeah, because that was the contest. That is why we had video coordinator for the Boston Red Sox, MVP, one of the MVPs of the Red Sox, sitting here coming down to the studio to judge who is going to do this fastest. And so we get to have the photo finish at the end, and he would have to make a tough decision. But what happens? No, Pat does his job, and you're sipping it.
You know what it was like? Do you remember when Tom Brady, was it with Colbert? When he chugged the beer,
yes. Yep.
and Tom Brady goes up there, and he and Colbert are going to have a beer chugging contest. And it's like, oh my God, I've never seen Tom Brady chug a beer. Like, this could be interesting. And Brady got it all down before Colbert was, what, even a third of the way through?
Yeah.
That was pretty much what just happened. You are Tom Brady.
I was desperately trying to have Mike Brenly, again, video coordinator for the Red Sox. I was desperately wanting him to find some like flaw or some way that Pat cheated so he could like swoop in and say, no, no, no. As an expert in watching something like this, I can tell you that he actually did not win. So, yeah, I don't know. But thanks, guys. How do you feel now? I mean, when we tried something like this before last year, it was with wasabi, and I threw up in the bathroom.
Different animal, yeah.
Different animal. This was sort of delicious. This is is added to your.
I have nothing to compare it to. I never did the wasabi challenge.
That's so true. He never did it.
Yeah. Well, listen.
The wasabi.
Hence why Rob threw up. Actually,
yeah.
The wasabi challenge. If you did the wasabi challenge, there was a legitimate chance that the next 4 or 5 hours of your day, you were going to be feeling it.
Yeah.
You're not going to feel this. You're not.
No.
He's not going to feel anything.
It tastes good.
Pat can speak.
Took a bird sip. No, yeah. I feel fine.
Yeah. All right. Although now Gordo's sweating a little bit.
Right. Yeah. Lights are on.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Mike Brenly, for coming down. So that was, we always like to sort of recap interviews. I love talking to Mike, man. He's been on the podcast before. In case people don't understand, Mike Brenly is the guy who is in the back room looking at the video 15 seconds he has to make the decision. And he's the one to say to Alex Cora, either challenge it or don't. And there was a couple of huge instances last night. And also, I mean it. Like, if you go through Mike Brenly's year this year, he's having an awesome year.
He's nails. He's absolutely nails. I feel like he gets better every year, too.
And so he said, it's 15 seconds now. He said, what was it, 35 to 40 seconds when he started?
Don't you remember that? The first year, the managers would just sit there. Oh. And it was like, we have to do something about this. This is ridiculous. It's taking forever.
Was that I remember John Farrell, you know, the big John Farrell hand. That was that year, right? John Farrell was the manager.
When did they first start the challenge?
I don't know. Anyway, but Mike Brenly came down. And I don't know if you guys, I know that we're here to educate, inform, offer some insight. That's exactly what Mike did. I love listening to him talk about this stuff. Because even the plays last night, guys, how he has to respond to that, what he's looking for. Even the thing about the chalk, the difference in the chalk of Fenway. Yeah. All of that, right?
You get to hear a lot from a lot of different people about the inner workings of a player's mind during an at-bat or a pitcher's mind or manager's mind. You hear from the manager before and after the game. This isn't someone that you get to hear from a lot.
No.
And it's a really interesting perspective that I feel like we just never get.
Mike actually has been on the show before, and it was when it was around September 11th, and the reason was is because Mike is the son of Bob Brenly, who former Arizona Diamondbacks manager. And Bob Brenly was the manager with Diamondbacks when George George W. Bush threw out the first pitch at Yankee Stadium, one probably the best first pitches of all time. And Mike was a 14-year-old kid in the back watching George Bush, like, you know, get ready with for this iconic first pitch. So he came on back then to talk about that. And not like I said, he was the son of Bob Brenly, longtime manager. Now I think Bob does some broadcast for the Diamondbacks. But anyway, I mean, these are the things where you look at last night, things like that. So many things went right for the Red Sox. And the question now is, you've won three in a row, fellas. You've won three in a row. First time since the end of April. Congratulations, Boston Red Sox. Give me your vibe check now. Give me how you feel. And keep in mind, you just went through Koshay, so you don't have that bullet anymore. You're still leaving runners in scoring position. You only scored one run until the very end of the game. You have a bullpen that's without Justin Slayton, although you did replace him with whatever his name is.
Jorge
Alcala. So, all right, how do you feel about this team? And give me a realistic vibe check about what you're dealing with right now. Before we get to the Devers conversation, before we get to the Roman Anthony conversation, I want to know how you feel about this team that has won three in a row. Is this a blip on the radar, or is this the beginning of a June like we saw last year? Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right.
I would say right now, two things that come to mind to describe how I feel are encouraged, cautiously optimistic. I said on our podcast that dropped on Monday,
it was right after the Yankee series.
Yes. They have a 15-game kind of gauntlet going on here. They have the Yankees, the Rays, the Yankees, the Mariners, the Giants. I said they have to go 10-5 in that 15-game stretch for me to be fully bought back in. So I'm not there yet. That being said, I am encouraged, and it is trending to that direction where I will be fully bought back in, but they have to keep it rolling. I'm not declaring they're back. I don't think this is a blip on the radar. I do think this could be the start of them kind of finally getting their footing. Took long enough, but it seems that way. But, yeah, right now I would say encouraged. It's hard not to be.
And also to keep in mind, and people were talking about, I remember we can get into the righty-lefty, who you're playing, who you're not playing, say, oh, well, are you playing for the future? Are you playing this year? Why are you bothering playing for this year? I mean, it is amazing that, you know, you're still, what, two and a half back in the wild card right now. Let's not forget that. Let's not lose sight of that. As uneven as this season has been, you are still, you are not the underdog, the Heimblum underdog situation. You are not. You're not
the Orioles.
You're not the Orioles. Every time you win a couple of games, like, here we go. No, you've dug too much of a hole. Anyway, go ahead, Gordo.
So just basing it off of what Pat said, because on that same podcast, my answer was if they win the series against the Rays and they win the series against the Yankees, then I think they're at a point where you can take them seriously again. So basically where I'm at is you've got two really tough matchups here against Carlos Rodon and Max Fried. You take one of these games, you take the series against the Yankees, you're a serious team again. Like they've dug themselves an enormous hole. No one's denying that. If they win the series, am I going to say that they're fully a playoff team? No, I'm not going to be there yet. But you can take them fully seriously as a competitive ball club again if they now win their third straight series against the Yankees, the Rays, the Yankees, two really good teams, especially the Yankees, best team in the American League. You take two series from them in a week, yeah, that's impressive. That's something that should be taken seriously.
All right, so here's my take on it, which is, you know, this sort of lines up with a lot of the conversations been on a lot of the shows. And, you know, we're sort of like a couple of weeks ago, maybe not even a couple of weeks ago, a week ago, Alex Cora was in the crosshairs. His Q rating was the lowest it had been in a long, long time. I feel, this is how I feel about what's going on now. I feel that Alex Cora has a much better feel for what he has. So, and which is a big deal. I've said this. I said, hey, you know what? Alex Cora, if he isn't having a good year, usually when managers aren't having a perceived good year, then it's because they don't have a good feel for what they have a lot of times. It's whether it's the bullpen, whether it's the lineup, whatever it is. I feel that Alex Cora is starting to lock in on what he has, which is a part of that is the Ref Snyder, the Roman Gonzalez, the Marcelo Meyer, the Roman Anthony. You know, you like even last night with Jaron Duran, like you know what you have. You're starting to understand what you have, even the bullpen.
That's
right. Weissert.
Weissert's the key right there. because entering the season, you think, okay, we've got Chapman as the closer, and you know it's probably going to be Slayton and Whitlock as a two-inning guy, and those are the key setup men that you're going to trust. And then Whitlock has his struggles, and now Slayton goes down with an injury, and it's like, okay, what do we have? But Greg Weissert has stepped up so honorably in that role.
Wait, do you say honorably?
Maybe the wrong word choice, but you know what I mean. He's been terrific.
It's as long as you didn't use heroically.
Heroically.
Don't use honorably or heroically.
He is heroically he's and
done a,
honorably.
He's done a nice. He's not his, he's done a nice job with his four-seamer. That's what he's done.
He's been heroic and honorable in that setup role. And he has made it so you really haven't missed. I think maybe you felt Slayton's absence one time.
Oh, you're down a guy. I mean, that's like.
You are, but how often have you truly, truly, truly felt it? I'm not saying that's not coming, especially if Slayton's out for a long time. But I'm just saying, like, last year, remember the Dodgers and the Rockies series?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You felt you didn't immediately.
Have, yeah, of course. You didn't have Chris Martin. You didn't have Slayton. That was the turning point. That was it.
And for whatever reason, well, I shouldn't say for whatever reason. It's really because of Greg Weissert and Justin Wilson and Garrett Whitlock finding his footing. Like, you haven't felt that absence to this point. The bullpen's been good.
One thing, too, that Cora's done phenomenally is how he deploys Justin Wilson. Because Weissert stepping up and using Justin Wilson in those situations has been a perfect supplement to not having Justin Slayton. And Justin Wilson was a signing that everyone was mind-boggled.
Oh, yeah, you're really good. Why are you giving the guy a guaranteed $3 million contract? I mean, especially in this world of relievers, right?
Yeah.
World of relievers where...
Everyone gets a non-guaranteed deal.
Yeah, it was... who was the guy from the Mets last year who signed with St. Louis? But anyway, there's guys who were established guys.
Maton.
Yeah, Maton. Maton. Yeah. I mean, Maton had to like.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is like the Mets turned down his $10 million option, and he has to wait till the last day, the end of March, to sign because as good as he was and as good as he is, they're like, oh, we can just rifle through relievers. But sometimes, and it's the same thing with Chapman, I feel like. The Red Sox, to their credit, they locked in on the Wilson and the Chapman. Sure. Guys who you're like, oh, well, do you really need them? But they locked on them, and that's what I like about how they approach this, which is you pay for good bullpens, you find the guys that you feel good about, you identify them, you pay a little bit more for them, you think that they represent certainty, and you go get them. Like, I can't be a hypocrite. I've said this. I said that about the Dodgers last year. This is what – in this world of this churning through relievers, these are the best bullpens. And when you do that, and by the way, a guy who they offered more money to, and he didn't take it with Chris Martin. Same thing. It's like, yes, they might not blow you. Justin Wilson might not blow you away with what he might be. It's always what he has been. Aroldis Chapman is what he has been. And you're getting the best version of this, but I'm glad you brought him up. Because I do think like this, that's one of the things that drives me nuts about how bullpens are built right now. It's just churning through guys, and instead of paying for certainty, and Boston Red Sox, congratulations, you are another example of why that's really important.
It's you really do have to balance it, because as you've seen with kind of the bottom part of the bullpen, they've been riding guys, and there's been times where, let's say, I don't know, one of the long guys, like Winkowski, the revolving door of those guys, like they'll go like 4 or 5 innings. Like when they called up Van Bell and now he's gone, like the guys in that role, you want those guys to be optionable. Like they eat a game, they go down, the next guy comes up. But your locked down guys, like your 7th, your 8th inning guys, your closer, like those are the guys.
Yeah, right. You can churn through the other guys.
Exactly. Like there's a good, you got to have a good balance, because the important guys, like, yeah, Justin Slayton has options. You're never going to option him.
No.
Like if Greg White, Weissert surely has an option left. You're not going to option him.
Yeah.
But those guys don't. Those guys need to be reliable.
Well, even Bernardino. I mean, Bernardino, he has options. But, you know, up until recently, he was he was much more part of the solution than any part of the problem.
But doesn't it feel like that's why they wrote him as hard as they did? It's like, we're going to get every last ounce out of this guy, and the second he misses his footing, we'll option him. And it kind of feels wrong, but
You will hope not. But anyway, so how are the Red Sox built? Are they built for the long haul? Do you actually believe in this? And we haven't even talked about Thou Who Shall Not Be Named, which is Rafael Devers, which came up again this week in large part because what Sam Kennedy said on Nesson and what Craig Breslow said on the Greg Hill Show. We have to dive into that because people ask about it, and every time we bring up Rafael Devers' name, it becomes a thing. And I got to be honest with you guys. People in baseball are still talking about this. I get calls from people all over the place. What the heck is going on? What the heck is going on? What the heck is going on? So we can talk, say, hey, well, it is what it is, but not in the world of baseball. It's still a mystery, and we're going to solve that mystery.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Free winning comeback. There you go, Tommy.
I can't believe you gave in, Tom.
There you go. Don't you feel better about yourself, Tom?
I can give him 1 hour, Gordo. I think that's a fair compromise.
Ooh. Oh,
actually, you're going to give me every single time, every hour, ooh, every minute of the day.
This is a battle.
In other words, actually, what I want you to do, I want you to just play this in the background as we talk.
You know, I know how we can solve the battle here. Okay. You guys are going to drink salsa. And if Rob, if you win, he's got to play it every entry for every show for every time he does it. If Tom wins, it's his choice.
I feel like right now that we have a new family member to the show, Mike Brenly, that he should be the arbiter of everything that we do. Because he has to decide. That's what he does, right?
Yes.
So
Judge Brenly.
Judge Brenly, yes. So that's what he is. He's the judge for the Boston Red Sox.
Go.
The judge.
The judge.
Thank you.
We need someone with good Photoshop skills to get on that.
Oh, well, if we only knew somebody. All right. Anyway, the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during Great American Sales Event. I am Rob Bradford. We are at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. That is Pat and Gordo of the Play Testy Podcast. I, of course, run the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast every single day at BB Isn't Boring. I got a great podcast coming up on Monday, which would be 2 days, dropping on Monday. I got another great one tomorrow, but I'm going to tell you the one on Cole Tucker.
Ooh.
Ooh. Cole Tucker, who, like, you're looking at me like,
I'm trying to think about how that came to be, how you got Cole Tucker now.
Because we are embracing the world of baseball. Now, Cole Tucker disretired at the age of 28. He played for me. He was a first round pick. He also married to Vanessa Hudgens, who, of course, actress Vanessa Hudgens, High School Musical and other places. But Cole Tucker, I am saying this, Cole Tucker is the next great media member who used to play baseball.
Oh, that's good. I like
that. I am telling you, listen to this. He is undeniably, he is podcasting, broadcasting, TV, whatever it is. He is next level. Also, he had a wedding with Vanessa Hudgens, the aforementioned Vanessa Hudgens. And who went to that wedding?
Bobby Dalbec.
Bobby Dalbec did. Let's go.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Pat's looking at us like we're insane.
I had no idea.
Bobby Dalbec.
Of course. We had that good wedding. You know, what's it like to be married and have a wedding with Vanessa Hudgens? And then Bobby Dalbec said, I said, who is the biggest dancer? Well, you know, you have a wedding. You had a wedding. After at 10 o'clock at night when we finally got around to dancing, Gordo, because we were talking about what a great Red Sox fan you are. All right. Who was the best? Who is the most prolific dancer at Cole Tucker Vanessa Hudgens' wedding? Chris Archer.
Chris Archer.
Chris wow. Archer. Yeah. Yeah.
Chris Archer. That's.
Yeah. All right. So anyway.
Wait, what's his deal now? Is he with the Dodgers? Did he like take
it? I don't know.
He got some job a while
ago. All right. Well, anyway. So go check that out at BB Isn't Boring. At BB Isn't Boring. We appreciate everybody who listens, who rates, reviews, who subscribes, who joins the conversation, who is just part of the whole deal. All right, let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Brian in Salem. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Hey, guys. Hope you can hear me. My sound is sketchy when I was on hold. But so a couple things. Love Bibb. Love Tessie. Love the combination of the shows on Saturdays. That being said, let me preface my queries to you with I suggested to Jones and Keith earlier this week that they – the next post grab bag question of the week would be, when will Connor Wong get an RBI? So I'm hoping they go with that on Monday. I think I could be an ancillary part of their show probably to the end of the season.
I like it.
That being said,
I like it. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right, good. So that being said, he is a liability. He is an automatic out. He can't throw anyone out stealing bases. There's got to be someone in the minors that can must be better than him. Or maybe Devers can play backup catcher. I don't know. What do you suggest?
Devers, backup catcher. There you go.
I mean, Devers will say, next thing you know, they're going to ask me to be the backup catcher. but the answer is, Brian, is that not really. I mean, not really. I know that you're down on Connor Wong right now, and we can define that he is the backup catcher to Carlos Narvaez, potential All-Star catcher. If he's the All-Star, I'm flying Gordo one way to Atlanta. But still, I mean, there's no to answer, to be perfectly honest, there is nobody in Worcester better than Connor Wong right now.
Yeah, and
really,
not for nothing either.
That's a shame.
Well, Connor Wong's played.
All right,
played.
Well, listen. Yep,
go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say if Narvaez deservedly gets the All-Star game, I'll pay for your room and board if you're going to get
blown up. Oh! Whoa! Wait, all right.
Is this if Connor makes the All-Star team?
No, God. No.
Oh, if Narvaez?
No. Yeah. That's money in my pocket.
wait, did you say Narvaez or did you say Connor?
No, I said if Narvaez makes the All-Star team.
Room or board?
All right, this is great. Now I just got to get a flight back, and it's all expenses paid.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you, Brian. Thank you.
Let's go.
You're a family member of the program. We get some Alex Bregman salsa on the way. So thank you, my friend.
Oh, awesome. That sounds good. Save my number.
Bye. All right. Thanks, Brian. By the way, lineup is out.
Interesting
weird.
Little lineup,
it's a funky
right?
one.
All right, okay, here we go. Rob Refsnyder leading off for second straight game. Now, Rodon's pitching, right, today?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, Carlos Rodon, who's a lefty. If you look up his splits, it's basically the same. He's really good against both. Rob Refsnyder is your right fielder. Rafael Devers is your DH. Romy Gonzalez is at first base. The aforementioned Carlos Narvaez at catcher. Boy, Carlos Narvaez is everything to you right now, Gore. Right?
Oh, yeah. This is Jaren Duran from 2 years ago all over again.
Jaren Duran, speaking of which, hitting fifth in left field. Trevor Story at shortstop. Sedan Rafael in center. Marcelo Meyer in the lineup at third base against Carlos Rodon. So Abraham Toro is not in the lineup, and Christian Campbell is your ninth place hitter at second base. Guys, before we get to back to the phone lines, give me your takeaways for that lineup.
Well, Jarren Duran batting fifth. He hasn't hit anywhere but leadoff at all this year. And last year, I think there was a couple of times where they had him maybe towards the bottom of the lineup. But that was early on. Like once he broke
well, this
down,
is the ultimate. If you go through it, it's the ultimate after Narvaez. It's lefty, righty, lefty, lefty. No, lefty.
Lefty, righty, righty.
Okay. All right. Anyway, we'll see. But the biggest takeaway, Pat, and I don't want to steal your thunder, but the biggest takeaway is Meyer playing, Anthony not playing. Every lineup we see, we're going to look at that right now, right? Correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think people have been clamoring for Marcelo to get regular ABs against major league lefties. And today's the day. No Roman, but also Roman didn't fare too well against the lefty last night. So off day for Roman. And then,
well, and you know, it's Marcelo's existence is a weird one because he hits the two home runs. Mainly because you guys gave him the Dunkings jacket, right? Correct?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But also, you hit the two home runs, and then he gets in the game yesterday, and he strikes out twice, including in the last inning. But, you know, this is, I think that we can talk more. Let's talk more about the Marcelo Meyer, Roman Anthony playing, when they should play, when they shouldn't. Let's go to Tony in Bridgewater first. Hey, Tony, how are you doing?
Hey, what's happening, Rob?
What's up?
If the pitch hit holds up, I'm hoping the Red Sox can be like, you know, like the Braves or the Nationals that caught fire. Like, they were 500 teams that caught fire after the All-Star break. But I got a couple of holes that they got to take care of. And I hope, you know, Hamilton, to me, is like an extra piece. So I don't want, you know, Anthony to go back down because they want Hamilton on the roster. And as far as Campbell goes, I didn't think he was ready in March, but they signed him to a contract. I know they had a hole at second, but this guy definitely needs to go back, you know, get his confidence back up 10, 15 games down in Worcester. I hope it's not a contract thing that they gave him a contract and they want to get their money's worth, because they're not getting their money's worth. Mayer and Anthony have to stay up here. Just that shot in the arm, you could see they're both good ball players.
No, I don't, Tony, I don't disagree with what you're saying, and thanks for the call. We got to take a break here, but I don't disagree with what you're saying. I've been saying this for a while. I think Christian Campbell's going to be a really, really good player. I don't know why they're trying to fit square peg round hole in terms of his development here. You know, I know that he has some hits lately, but if you talk to any scout, it's the same thing. You hear the same thing. If you watch Christian Campbell hit, it's close stance, up in the plate, gets jammed. Sometimes he, you know, he goes the other way. He hit a home run the other night, going the other way. But those are going to be few and far between. It's more of like you aren't able to elevate the ball consistently. And this is the stuff that you talk to scouts and they'll say, in AAA, he wasn't being pitched this way. He didn't have to deal with this. He's only been one full professional season up until now. I don't understand. Why don't they just say, hey, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Right?
I don't disagree with you, Rob. It took me a while to get on that boat, but I feel like with him, with Christian, with the way he's been brought up, I mean, you just said it. I mean, he was in single A pretty much at this time last year. It was about a year and 2 weeks ago or so that he was promoted to double A.
Yeah.
So it's happened really fast. And yeah, I mean, they signed him to that extension. He's going to be a really good player. He's certainly not going anywhere. Sending him down shouldn't be seen as a lack of
there's plenty of examples. We have, you know, so many examples. So, you know, the Trout and the Holiday and all these guys. There's even if Anthony gets sent out, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
But so the we focus so much on when Willy Abreu comes back. Okay, let's play this game. So when Alex Bregman comes back, right? Marcelo Meyer has been somewhat of a revelation. I know his numbers aren't great, but defensively being able to handle the position,
so smooth,
right? So that's great. Alex Bregman comes back. Who do you want? Who are you going to say should play second base?
I mean, it's going to be one of those things where you just got to see who's hot at that.
Yeah, I stand. But like right now, I would say Marcelo Meyer is playing with more confidence than Christian Campbell.
Yep.
I just feel like, and that to me, that's the biggest thing.
Well, you're also going to have to take into account that Willier comes back. So have you already demoted Campbell in favor of Rafaela at second? And now you're talking Marcelo versus Rafaela right. for that spot. It gets really complicated.
And now who shall not be named? Masa Yoshida. All right, but he said
rehab assignment soon, right, Rob? He said it.
He said it. That's what he said, I guess.
He said it.
Sure, yeah, okay. All right, 617-779-7937. Pat Gordo from Play Tessie Podcast. I'm Rob Bradford. Tom Behind the Glass. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring radio show, whatever you want to call it. It's the Baseball Isn't Boring show. We're going to be with you all the way up until 4 o'clock. We got another hour to go. The first two have been maybe the best hours of baseball talk in the history of baseball talk. But we're going to finish it off. We're going to punctuate with another great hour. And as I promised, we will talk about the Dole Devers controversy because it's not a show without talking about the Devers controversy. All right, be back right after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.